It has been unusually cold in Alaska for about 10 days now. The Weather Service says there's a high pressure system sitting on top of much of the state. Other weather can't come in to clean things up. We have reached Aliza Sherman Rizdahl in, is it a town? Would you say a town?
It's actually not even a town.
Tok is the name.
That is the name, T-O-K.
Aliza, can you see from where you are a thermometer outside?
I can, actually. I thought you were going to ask me if I could see Russia. Let's see. According to my husband, the needle is buried.
The needle is buried way over on the left side?
Way over on the left side, as far as you can go, and actually a little bit beyond. So the needle goes as far as minus 60, but according to his boss at Tetlin National Wildlife Refuge, the thermometer went to minus 78 and then broke.
And then broke.
Well, it's not working right now.
We're making light of it, but I would assume it can be a dangerous situation.
It can be dangerous. In fact, I've been trying to drive a little bit into town, and as you drive, you can feel your steering wheel freeze up, and then you can feel your brakes freeze up. And sometimes you can even get the condensation inside the window turning into hard ice.
How do you keep a vehicle in starting condition? How do you do that?
Very carefully, and at a certain point, they tell you, don't even try. You're going to break something. All of the vehicles here, like in Montana or Wyoming, have engine block heaters, which you just plug in whenever you can. But most of us just keep our cars running. You go to the grocery store, your car is running with the keys in it. You also put cardboard in front of the grill. So when you're driving, the cold air doesn't rush in and freeze everything up.
So your husband, what's his name?
His name is Greg.
Greg, and a very young one in the house as well?
A two-year-old daughter, Noah.
Noah. And dogs?
And a black lab and a chihuahua.
Okay, key question here. Can you encourage them to go out?
The black lab loves the snow. He's not quite aware of how cold it is until he's actually out there, and then you can see him lifting his paws and slowing down. At a certain point, he just lays down because it's just too much effort.
Oh my.
So we have to really keep an eye on him. He does still like to go out. The chihuahua, forget it. Thank goodness he's paper trained, because there is absolutely no way the minute you open the door, he runs in the other direction. He's smart.
You all haven't been there a long time. Did everybody know what it was going to be like when you signed up for this deal in Tok?
We knew it did get cold. I mean, this is interior Alaska. We've heard of temperatures minus 30, occasionally minus 60. You have really no idea until you get here and realize that minus 60 is putting it mildly. Minus 60 is actually pretty warm compared to the minus 70, minus 78, and even beyond that. I mean, these are like Antarctica temperatures.
Well, I wish you a very nice winter and a very early spring. I appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you.
Aliza Sherman Rizdahl talking with us from Tok, Alaska. To read her blog, visit our blog, npr.org/daydreaming.